This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. The United States on Wednesday imposed sanctions against Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, effectively slamming the door on that country's top diplomat. We get details from AP's Ed Donahue.
Zarif has been critical in the past of U.S. sanctions. He spoke in Tehran last year.
The U.S. administration appears to believe that imposing illegal draconian sanctions on Iran will bring about such pain to our nation that it will force us to submit to its will.
The highly unusual action of penalizing the top diplomat of another nation comes a month after President Trump placed sanctions on Iran's supreme leader. It's part of an escalating campaign to pressure Iran over its nuclear program. Zarif says on Twitter, sanctions have no effect on him or his family. He has no property or interest outside of Iran. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Germany has rejected a U.S. call to join an international mission to protect maritime traffic in the Strait of Hormuz. The United States had asked Germany to join France and Britain in a mission to secure shipping through the strait, where at least a fifth of the world's crude oil supply travels. German Finance Minister and Vice Chancellor Olaf Scholz said it was important to avoid a military escalation in the Gulf region and that a U.S.-led mission carried the risk of being dragged into an even bigger conflict. The South Korean military has detained a North Korean man who crossed the heavily fortified demilitarized zone that separates the two countries. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said on Thursday that South Korean troops took the man into custody just before midnight near the Imjin River on late on Wednesday. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is in Thailand for an ASEAN summit that comes just hours after North Korea's latest ballistic missile test, the second launch by Pyongyang in less than a week. Pompeo will host a U.S.-ASEAN meeting Thursday with his counterparts in Bangkok, saying that many of them share a vision for security, peace, and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific region. He will also deliver a speech on U.S. economic engagement in the region. On the way to Thailand, the secretary said he hopes before too long that Special Representative Stephen Biegun will be sitting with a new counterpart from North Korea. In the past, the annual ASEAN security meeting was used as an opportunity for talks between U.S. and North Korean officials. However, North Korea has signaled that its top diplomat may not attend this year. The Trump administration is hailing this week's trade talks with China in Shanghai as a positive step. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Spokeswoman Stephanie Grisham says the U.S.-China meetings aimed at ending a tariff war over trade and technology are expected to resume in Washington in September. In a statement from officials, the Chinese confirmed their commitment to President Donald Trump to buy more U.S. agricultural exports, something Trump had publicly cast doubt on. Economists had said quick breakthroughs were unlikely because the two governments still face the same disagreements over China's technology policy and trade surplus. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. Central Bank Wednesday decided to cut its benchmark federal funds rate by 0.25 point. AP's Ben Thomas reports it's the Fed's first rate cut since 2008.
The Fed is cutting its benchmark federal funds rate by 0.25 point to a range of 2 to 2.25%. It's the Fed's first rate cut since December 2008, when the U.S. economy was in the depths of the Great Recession. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell.
It is intended to insure against downside risks from weak global growth and trade policy uncertainty.
As for what's ahead, Powell says the Fed
will act as appropriate to sustain the expansion with a strong labor market and inflation near its symmetric 2% objective.
Language that markets have seen as a signal for possible future rate cuts. However, stocks took a nosedive when Powell added the Fed does not see a long cycle of cuts ahead. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Three leaders of the U.S. National Cathedral in Washington are condemning what they call the escalation of radicalized rhetoric from U.S. President Donald Trump. In an essay entitled "Have We No Decency? A Response to President Trump," the clerics focused on the president's tweet about Baltimore, saying a line has been crossed and that Trump's words are dangerous. Trump tweeted last week that Baltimore was a disgusting rat and rodent-infested mess and that no human being would want to live there. I'm David Byrne, VOA News.